This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, isn't it? It absolutely is. And, it's interesting. We've had some incredible showers here. Storm things, going on in Northern California. And it's been beautiful, actually. Not a lot of chemtrailing, but, we're going to get into that. Since it's already questions, listen to this. This Kate Brown thing is starting to heat up in Oregon. It says here, governors across the nation face mounting court challenges over coronavirus lockdown orders. Right. That's right. Says another math problem. Why Georgia is apologizing for its accounting on coronavirus cases? Well, let's see. Hello. This is all new stuff. We haven't been here since the beginning of the last hour, but this is the Fox side. Math problem. I want to play on this because we're just talking about this in the second hour at the end here about the remarkable, incredible numbers that have come out of people's mouths about why they think that there's an actual epidemic going on, like out here in California, a pandemic. And it's not even a pandemic. Come on, guys. There's endemic, which means this very, very small area. There's a pandemic, which means a broader area. And then there's epidemic. Then there's pandemic, which means worldwide. There is no pandemic going on around the world for COVID-19. it's not at that. It's not even remarkably at that level. It may be some spots where there's epidemics going on of it, but the numbers just don't mount up to anything better than anything worse than a flu season, which happens every year. You know, and again, we say this. We live in a sea of viruses. We walk around, and it's, you know, the air, just move your hand around. You can feel the air molecules against your arms. It's there. As we walk around in the air, in the miasma of the air, you have all kinds of things. Not only do you have carbon and carbon dioxide, the elements, oxygen, things like that, and nitrogen. 78% of our atmosphere that we breathe, that when you move your hand, you're hitting nitrogen atoms. Ever think about that? In about 12% of that's oxygen. Do you believe that? I mean, just start to think about this. And how much of it is carbon dioxide? Not much. Gets lesser and lesser as you go. So, you know, when I take a look at these people and they come up with these just outrageous numbers for, you know, what they consider to be a pandemic, it's like, are you guys nuts? So anyway, Georgia is apologizing for its accounting of a coronavirus cases. Colorado Governor Polis pushes back against CDC's coronavirus death counts. Colorado amends its coronavirus death count, says fewer have died of COVID-19 than previously reported. Now, this just popped up. What? Are they listening to me? Agenda 21 Radio. It just so happens we covered this story in the last hour. We used our own stats brought to you by Elizabeth Ritchie. For California. See, we do this data to find out what's going on in our counties, right? I mean, New California, go figure. Why we do that? Well, we care. We want to find out the truth. The governor is lying to everybody. Gavin Newsom is a bald-faced liar all the time. So we want the facts, and they're there. I mean, we're not using the facts to manipulate something that isn't there. We're just telling you what the facts are. You be the judge. It's very, very obvious there is no pandemic going on here. It doesn't even reach the level of an epidemic. This is an event. This is an occurrence. Just like the flu. The flu is worse. And we don't even have proper numbers. It's our own state government that brings us these numbers, right? And they're unreliable numbers. But the unreliable numbers that they gave us indicates that there's no... I mean, if they gave us reliable numbers, what would that look like? That's my point. It'd be less and less and less. There's another point. See, they're saying now 4,000 people have died, and that's not a rounding error. It's not. This is what they say. But that is... clearly not the case in terms of how these deaths have been verified, that these numbers actually stand up. And that's why I find this interesting little ditty here that popped up in Fox News as we got done with the last hour, just now popped up. This is a top of the hour thing. Math problem. So let's dive into Georgia first and see if they've got the same kind of problem. We're going to run out of time in this segment before we can get back to the real facts of the matter, ma'am. You know, that sort of thing. So we got put things on hold here. So Georgia apologized over processing error after accusations officials were manipulating coronavirus case counts. See, that's what we're asserting. The case counts are being manipulated here in California. Thank you for the verbiage on that, right?
Georgia allowing stay-at-home orders to expire with guidelines still in place to keep people safe, though. Steve Harrigan is live in Atlanta with more. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Ed. Those restrictions expired at midnight in Georgia and in a number of other states, but there are still stay-at-home orders for several groups in Georgia, for the elderly, for the medically frail, and in nursing homes as well. In the meantime, the CDC is partnering with 75 universities and public health institutions. They're trying to map the mutations of the coronavirus. Researchers here at Emory say they have seen promise from the drug remdesivir, but they are warning that it is not a cure-all.
With remdesivir, we can hopefully knock the virus down earlier, but that inflammation may go on. And so we want to use a immune modulator, an anti-inflammatory medication, to get that inflammation down as well. So using remdesivir and the anti-inflammatory in concert to treat patients with COVID-19.
Even as the state opens up, the numbers continue to rise here in Georgia. 26,000 cases, 1,100 dead. Ed, back to you.
Steve Harrigan, thank you.
Okay, so remdesivir, right. Says the Georgia Department of Public Health apologized Monday for its most recent coronavirus data gaffe, explaining a processing error over the weekend had incorrectly shown a downward trend in the number of daily new infections. In a tweet Monday from its official Twitter account, the department said yesterday a processing error inadvertently included 231 serologic test results among the positive cases. The error was corrected, but it caused a decrease in positive cases between reporting periods on our database, and we apologize for the error. Says a processing error inadvertently included 231. See, their statement is wrong above it. Included 231. Says the error was corrected and so on. Serologic tests are blood tests conducted to identify antibodies or proteins produced by the immune system. They are different from COVID-19 nasal swab tests. Of course they are. They're enormously different. Which determine whether a viral genetic material is presented in a sample collected from the back of the nose where it meets the throat. Oh boy, won't that feel good. The apology came out. See, this is the thing. How many mistakes like this have been made? Especially when it comes to the death rates. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Now, I know that all of you are going to be really happy to hear this one. Really happy to hear this one. California opens up coronavirus funding for immigrants in state illegally faces backlash. You think? No, we've known about this one. I want to thank my citizen journalists for bringing this to my attention, of course. And, This is on Fox News. Is it right? Something like that. They do these crazy things. Here we go.
It's taking a toll on citizens who desperately want to get back to work. But Governor Gavin Newsom seems focused on pushing the Democrats' agenda instead.
Nothing breaks my heart more than making budget cuts. There's a human being behind every single number. President of the United States, with a stroke of a pen, could provide support for Speaker Pelosi's new Heroes Act, and these cuts would be eliminated.
All right, while pleading for what Republicans are calling a blue state bailout, the state is funneling cash into stimulus for illegal immigrants, also releasing prison inmates.
Fox Nation host Tommy Lahren joins us with her reaction to the money management. Tommy, good to see you this morning.
Oh, good to be here from Nashville, Tennessee, and out of the state of California, so I no longer have to deal with those things so directly. But what a mess.
Well, yeah, let's take a look at the proposed budget cuts by Governor Gavin Newsom. This includes 10% pay cut for state employees, $7 billion from education spending, K-12, and $1.7 billion from higher education. What do those numbers mean to you, Tommy?
Well, this is all a facade, and you heard from the governor himself. This is all to put the strain on the worker so that it's a plea to President Trump. It makes President Trump look bad so that Gavin can get his blue state bailout. And again, I've been saying this for weeks. I knew exactly what was going to happen at the beginning of this coronavirus response. States like California, and especially California, will cover their tracks of years, if not decades, of mismanagement and pass it all off as the fault of coronavirus and the pandemic, when really it's been a state that's been failing, a house of cards for years, and he's going to try to cover his tracks with one of these blue state bailouts. I'm really hoping that the president holds firm on his promise not to bail out states like California.
Yeah, but
well, and of course, you're hearing what Tommy Lahren has been saying, or what she said, and what New California State has been saying for years now. We predicted this whole thing, and here we are in our position as New California State. And clearly what it is that she's exactly right. This whole pandemic, in my opinion, is to bail out California. It always has been. The worldwide pandemic, this whole thing has been created as a crisis for this moment right now, which is the moment that we've been saying why you need New California. Right? It makes a lot of sense. There's not going to be a bailout that you think. And Tommy Lahren's right. We're all right. I'm glad they listened to us. That's really what it comes down to. I'll be up front with you. I know they listened to us. They're following what we're saying. We know that we're the leaders here. We get it. And I'm really, really glad. I'm really, really glad that this is happening. That we're out in front with this, you know. That's what I'm hearing. I'm really, really glad that we're seeing this. But this is something that we have to really, really, really hone in on. We need to hone in on what this is going to look like. But, you know, Gavin Newsom, what is he doing? He's undocumented immigrants in California are now allowed to apply for a state's coronavirus relief program that will pay $500 per person, up to $1,000 per household, according to reports Monday. Los Angeles Times reported that Sacramento has freed up $75 million for the fund, which could help about 150,000 who may be facing severe hardships during the pandemic. An earlier report in the paper said the Center for American Liberty is suing the state, claiming that the money is not a slush fund for the governor to spend as he sees fit. It hopes to block the package. Opponents of the measure insist that any taxpayer funds should be directed to U.S. citizens who are also struggling amid the pandemic. The LA Daily Time, the Daily News reported that the state is home to about 2 million undocumented, 2 million, right, who are not eligible to receive any kind of federal stimulus. And the report said the fund could hit $125 million, which would include $50 million for donations. The money is expected to run out quickly. You bet. Says the state website opened up on money and there was so much traffic that it crashed, the Fresno Bee reported. The website is currently up and running, and we are continuing to increase its capacity, said Scott Murray, spokesman for the State Department of Social Services. Kim Olete, attorney and fellow at the Legal Aid at Work, told the paper that the state should step in and do something more significant because the funds will only cover a percentage of the immigrants in the state illegally. Applicants will be accepted until June 30, or until funds dry up. Governor Newsom announced in April that he would spend $75 million in taxpayer money to create a disaster relief for immigrants living in the country illegally. He was criticized by some Republicans in the state. Senate Republican leader Shannon Grove, out of Kern County, said at the time that Newsom should spend the money instead of on food banks, equipment for students to continue their education online, and local governments struggling to revenue losses. You think? No, he's not going to do that. He's going to pander to the people who are going to get him votes. Instead of meeting these urgent needs, Governor Newsom has chosen to irresponsibly pursue a left-wing path, said Grove. Yep, there you have it. And where is Gavin Newsom these days? Does anybody know where Gavin Newsom is? We're getting reports that he's in Montana. That's what I'm seeing on my... That's what my little Twitter feed is telling me. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting. I saw that Newsom is in vacation in Montana. Is Newsom... I'm checking this out, dudes. And that's... Like, dudettes. I'm checking this bad boy out. Okay, I'll find out. We're going to find out right now. This came up last night, and I said, well, you know, now I'm getting another report. Let's see if what he's up to, Gavin Newsom. Is Gavin Newsom in Montana? You know, of course, not Montana. They don't have the restrictions like they have here. He could live freely and walk around and do all the things he wants to do, right? I'm just checking it out. Did Newsom leave California over the weekend? No, officials say. California governor is not in Montana. This is KHG. Mails, movies, and more. I don't know. Trump calls out Gavin Newsom. Okay, now this is. I'm wondering if this is like some sort of embedded story. Why would he go to Montana? Listen, this guy doesn't like to be out in the country. He's a city boy. I'm serious. So, we have a whole city. A whole city boy out in Montana. Think about that. What's he going to do? Giddy up? Ride a horse? Gavin Newsom on horse? It's kind of like he's going to take off his shirt, you know, kind of like Putin style. And then you had Mr. the North Korean leader, riding a horse. In the snow. Did you know that? I mean, it's just think about that. It's kind of bizarre, isn't it? Gavin Newsom galloping along through the Montana foothills, the Rockies. Right. Riding to the rescue of Montana. Hey, Montana, do you need a governor? Me in California will sell you one. A used governor. ridden hard and put away wet, Governor. Well, just thought I'd throw you a little jocularity in there. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 with use promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715 promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so Gavin Newsom. The report that we're getting is that Montana was not a place for the Newsom. Okay, it wasn't there. That's what we're getting, just to kind of let you know. Trending politics, though, that this is what we have here from that one. California shutters veterans home as it gives away $75 million to illegal aliens. If you ever truly wondered how Democrats really feel about our country, you can take a hint from California Governor Newsom. As his state reels financially from a loss of revenue thanks to an order he issued shuttering non-essential businesses during the coronavirus pandemic, Newsom is now looking to slash his 2021 budget. Fair enough. Democrats aren't generally known for fiscal responsibility, as evidenced by all the blue states currently broke or becoming that way thanks to years of pension mismanagement. But Newsom's budget cutting priorities seem to be all screwed up, or at least we think so, because we consider men and women who fought in a country to be infinitely more important to our society than people who broke our laws to get into the country. As reported in the Daily Press, Newsom's budget cuts for next fiscal year include funding for Veterans Home in Barstow. The shuttering of the Veterans Home here is part of Governor Newsom's fiscal blueprint meant to alleviate the financial hit California has taken amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, this is a quote. I mean, this is totally bogus. It's financial mismanagement. If approved, the changes would net the state general fund. Oh, this is written wrong. I don't hate it when they do this. In fiscal year 2021 of $2.6 billion. According to the revised budget, long-term savings that would result from the Barstow facilities closure are expected to be $14 million annually. Now, as if this wasn't bad enough, Newsom's administration is set to spend an astonishing $75 million providing coronavirus relief for his illegal aliens. And the Epoch Times reports that $1,000 in assistance fund per household. Okay, we got that down. I'm going to go back to this daily press thing and see if I can get more sense out of it than the article that I'm reading right now. You know, you come across these things, and I believe the information, I know the information is correct here. I was trying to give these guys a break, but man, you know. The Daily Press, a little bit different type of situations. And this is, the Barstow Daily Press. Says released on Thursday, Newsom's revised budget. Okay, this is news spilling over actually from the weekend for us that he's going to close this place. Says, but a Department of Veterans Affairs letter sent to the Barstow Veterans Home family, this Barstow Veterans Home family, that's a quote, on Thursday discusses the closure as if it were a foregone conclusion. In the letter, which was obtained by the Daily Press of Barstow, CalVet Secretary Vito Imbascanani said, while this closure will be difficult for all of us, it is not entirely unexpected. Wow. There you have that, right? It says that the master plan released by CalVet in January details the overall operation of the 8 veterans' homes in California. In it, CalVet notes that VHC Barstow was constructed to expand services of veterans in Southern California. Its placement in the high desert, however, hampers its operations and limits demand for care. The home's very existence seems puzzling at times in the plan. A note on page 180 reads, it's unclear how the location of Barstow home was selected. In reviewing the limited records from the selection process, the Barstow area received low scores for proximity to VA care and veterans communities. Former Mojave Water District board member Beverly Lowry told the press in 2018 that at the behest of the city council, she served as chair of the committee that worked on bringing the home to Barstow. Former Congressman Jerry Lewis secured federal funding from the project that took 5 years to secure, according to Lowry. We were in competition with 28 cities in Southern California. Well, we won. That was all that high desert growth at the time. That's my answer to that, why they got it in Barstow. Absolutely, that's my answer. You know, it's kind of weird. But you get a little bit more detail about that whole veterans home thing. And how many veterans are served there? And what's going on? But I see this is a total collapse of California's economy anyway. I mean, we have to be real about this. California's collapse is complete at this point. it's just a matter of time to see how this whole thing starts to buzz out. You know what I mean? Because California is done. They're fini as a state. And there's all the signs and symptoms of it growing right around us. And a lot of people were not seeing it. And I brought this out yesterday. We had Chris Reed on the show with us. It's just incrementalism that's going to go on. And again, we want to make sure the narrative that Newsom is out there saying, and you heard it in reports even today, as late as last night and this morning, that their whole thing is blaming it all on the COVID virus. And of course, it's never about the COVID virus. That's not the case at all. It's not about the COVID virus. It's about years of gross mismanagement that's brought us to this. And we cannot solve the problem by giving California more money until there's a complete overhaul, a restructuring. I mean, the money that's here for the state of California that's owed, then the unfunded mandate. The state is broke as a joke. We know that, but it won't be able to function much longer. That's the other problem. The president, forget about the fact about where we stand with the president supporting him politically. That's not the issue. And that's not the issue with the new California state thing. The issue in new California state is a failed government. The state government of California has failed. It's collapsed. It is not doing the fundamentals that is guaranteed to every citizen, United States citizen living in California state. Now, the fundamentals that the state has to provide for us is that they have to provide for us these things. It's called the Guarantee Clause of the Constitution of the United States. It's Article 4, Section 4. Look it up. And there's three things that the state government is guaranteed by the federal government. I'm going to give you the three things right now. And just every time I give it to you, say yes or no to this. And the question is the state of California providing for this? This is the Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution that Donald J. Trump has to provide for every Californian, and he's not doing it. And we're coming out with a constitutional process to create a new state, Article 4, Section 3, that's what that is, from a pre-existing state. Only been done three other times in American history. We're number four, and it's rolling, it's moving, it's going on. Other than seeking relief through the courts, which shouldn't happen, which the likelihood could not happen, there's only one other way to solve the problem, that's to create a new state. But Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution is very, very clear. It says that Article 4, Section 4, says that we must guarantee a Republican form of government. That means representative government. Not happening. We have a monoparty system. Must guarantee to us to keep us free from invasion. Not happening. We're being overrun by invaders. And freedom from what? Domestic violence. California does not give us freedom from domestic violence. That's a fact. That's why we're grieving. That's why we want to form a new state. So that's why I say forget about all that other stuff. We want the basic guarantees. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. We'll use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're talking about the failed state of California, and it's a failure. It's a failure across the board, and of course, everything they're doing right now is out of desperation. And you're also seeing the desperation go up into Oregon. That's the other thing. You have Kate Braun, as we call her, is working hand in hand with Gavin Newsom to come up with varying types of plans that they can figure out their way out of this whole problem of the coronavirus and all the challenges of the economy, and California's, you know, rush to find money, which they can't find. And all the avenues are closed to them and closing quickly. What we're waiting for right now is the financial downgrade, the credit downgrade that's going on in with Moody's and others, the credit rating agencies, so that that just sort of put the stake in the heart of the death knell of California. So this is kind of where we're at right now. We're just kind of waiting for that. But in the meantime, I was trying to explain to everybody that, you know, forget it, look at it from a constitutional standpoint and forget about the politics. You know, if I support Trump, don't support Trump. If you support Biden, I don't support, you know, that whole business of who is the candidate, Hillary, the nasties of Obama, all this, just forget about it. Forget about it. Just forget about all that for a second. Just look at it on the constitutional merits. And the evidence is overwhelmingly clear. California, financially failed state. Educationally, failed state. Business friendliness, failed state. Prisons, failed state. You know, a large industry, failed state. I mean, all you got to do is look at Tesla. They're going to move. The last of the big auto manufacturers that was in California for a year is going to move. And what is California doing about it? This is the thing. As the state, what is doing? It's giving them the middle finger. Don't let the door hit you on the way out, business. I mean, everything about culturally, failed state. Religious, culture, it's failed state. Everything about California is in free fall failure. Okay, now having said that, we have to go to the original documents. You know, what's the contract with the federal government? And those are found in the Constitution and in the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. That's where the agreement is. And the agreement is this, that the federal government, by way of who's the executive, it happens to be Donald J. Trump, has to guarantee us certain things, three things: Republican form of government, freedom from invasion, and of course the last one is freedom from domestic violence. He has to guarantee those two things to us. And if he is not, then we have to go through alternative methods, which include war. Hello? Well, we don't want to do that, obviously. I don't think it's going to come to that. I don't think. But, you know, just on its merits, California is not providing for those things. So naturally, the founding fathers said, there's a way for us to do this. You can form another state from a pre-existing state and do your own governance thing. And that's exactly what we're doing. And it's yielding benefits for us. We know that already. And the state will be divided. It will be divided 50% of the population, basically, will be in old California, 50% in new California. That's the way it goes. And again, in order for us to do this, we have got to glean support from everywhere. It's not that we can support people, and we can't. We can't support the president in his run for president. We can seek his attention, and we can seek his support for New California. That's our job. All presidents have done that. And we're going to seek other candidates running for offices and in office for their support as well. And the reason is very simple. We need, once we get past the state levels, in other words, we get approved by the state, then what we need to do is we need to get past the federal government. And that's where we have to have support of those in Congress and then that of the president. If we don't have support there, we don't do it. We can't do it. That's the way the Constitution is. So if just following this along, we have all reason is there for us to do this and to march on to become a new state and govern ourselves. But this is the bigger point, guys. This is the much bigger point to all this. That if we do not do this and let the time frame for this to go by, what is going to happen to our country? Because we know that in the new California state movement, it is a movement that will put the stop on the globalists that want to destroy this country. We know that. We get that. It's the proverbial wrench in the machinery, New California. So all these people have all these aspirations to take over and steal the resources of California. Guess what? There's a new player in town that's called New California State. And we're getting real close, by the way, to those times in which we're self-sufficient as a new state. We can do our own thing in our new state. It's coming quicker than you think. I mean, a year, 2 years, going to be going boom. You know, I said to somebody the other day, we were in a meeting, and I said, because we're talking about this very phenomenon, that, you know, it's really been 4 or 5 years that we've been at this business. In the last year and a half, it's really picked up quite a bit because we declared independent. Well, at 2018, 2019, that's two solid years right there that we've been doing. I'm sorry, I got to stretch. That we've been at this just from the declaration standpoint. It's 2.5 years now. But before that, we had a good year and a half before that. So you're 5 years. So if I looked around at these people in the meeting, I said, where were we at 2.5 years ago? And I said, how fast has it gone? They're like shaking their head. It's gone by so fast. And it's going to go by quicker is when we get to Congress. And we're going to get to Congress pretty soon. That's a fact. Kind of interesting. The Sun has kind of an interesting story about Governor Newsom announcing $19 billion in cuts to his 2021 budget. Two of California's environmental protection agencies filed a request to fund a lawsuit against the federal government over its boost in water supply from San Joaquin County. Anyway, we can come back here. We're going to talk about the bailouts, if you will, and what they're trying to do to make these budget cuts.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected.
go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Interesting when California is coming up with all these different budget scheme cuts, and one of the ways we're going to get more into this, it's a water situation. It says seeks funds for Trump's water lawsuit on the day of the this is from the Sun. It says on the same day Gavin Newsom announced $19 billion in budget cuts, two of California Environmental Protection agencies filed a request to fund a lawsuit against the federal government over its boost in water supplies sent to the San Joaquin Valley. They want to control, the Pelosi's of the world want to control all this water, because it's Nancy Pelosi behind this. She's the water queen. You got to remember this, her and her husband. So they're seeking the funds to continue with a lawsuit against the federal government over water. What they're trying to do is protect water prices, ladies and gentlemen, so that Pelosi gets richer. It's amazing. It's amazing. But listen, I got to tell you something. If you're an employee of the state government right now, the real number is not 10% cut. And the real number is not 30%. As Chris Street said yesterday, I said 70% cut is what would probably do it. He said 100% cut wouldn't even satisfy the need for cash. That means you'd have to fire all the employees of the state of California. And then some. Might have to eliminate the whole government altogether and come up with a new one. Maybe that's what Donald Trump's going to do. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.